One measure essentially prohibits a doctor from performing an abortion past the 20th week of pregnancy if it's determined that the fetus can live outside the womb with standard medical care. Current law prohibits most abortions during the third trimester or around 26 weeks of pregnancy. But Lantana Democratic Representative Lori Berman says lawmakers should stay out of such personal decisions.
And then the bill does not contain exceptions for severe fetal abnormalities or rape or incest. So you've got a situation where you're forcing women to carry babies to term, and it's a personal decision between her and her doctor and her family.
Florida lawmakers also passed a bill making it a separate crime to cause the death or injury of an unborn child at any stage of development by an attack on a pregnant woman. That was filed in part because of a woman dubbed the abortion pill victim whose pregnancy was terminated after her ex gave her a pill disguised as an antibiotic. Still, Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says more time should have been spent this year on jobs, the economy, and accepting federal funds to expand Medicaid.
Instead, Florida Republican lawmakers have wasted taxpayers' time and money by passing these extreme bills that further limit women's reproductive rights. It is senseless and it's wrong.
Both women say they believe Governor Scott will sign these measures into law. Scott has done so in the past with other abortion-related bills. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.